call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. The Rick Emerson Show. Coming up this hour, we got today's top five. Top five songs with the word hero in the title. That's coming up today. I think today's Jolie was hands down. I think we reached some new apex because we didn't actually get one bit of usable advice from me. Normally, there is sort of flowers in the dustbin, as Johnny Rotten would say. There's...
That sounds like a country song. Flowers in the dustbin, no carpet on the floor.
Yeah.
Garn Schneider would sing something like that.
Or there'd be, flowers in the nothing, man.
We're living in the broken promised land.
Yes. Did you? Yeah. All right. The next Tim Riley Fetcher song we do, we got to bust out the country skills. Next time we do a Tim Riley Fetcher song, we gotta put together some country western tear-stained lament. So that's the one genre we have yet to defile. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Basically, it doesn't matter what you serve, as long as there's enough wine. That would be my assessment of the situation. If you're trying to, make something for a woman and get you in, doesn't matter. As long as every helping she takes is, accompanied by a gigantic goblet of red wine.
Just not from a box.
Yeah, you're pretty, well, as long as she doesn't see the box, doesn't matter. Box is in the kitchen, she's in the living room, bada bing, you're good. No one, out of sight, out of mind. It doesn't matter. All right, in the couve, James, you're on Hot Talk today to KFGK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
What do you got?
I feel your pain, man.
About?
That's these records that come out from the 80s, the big 80s, like that Alpha Bill record, That thing came out in the mid-80s. I never heard that thing until a couple years ago, and everybody's saying, yeah, that's this huge record. I didn't know what they were talking about.
It was like, I've told this story, I think somewhere, I don't know if it was here, I've talked about this story about how there's this record called Forever Young by Alphaville, which is a great song, but we were driving around in the car, and I heard it, and it came on the radio, and I'm like, whoa, what a great song. And she said, yeah, it is. And I said, hold on, I got to get a pen. I got to write down the time and station it was on so I can call later and find out who it was. And she's like, well, it's Alphaville. And I'm like, what do you mean it's Alphaville? And the song was like 20 years old, but I'd never heard it before.
Well, I got a reason for it. See, like with me, I went to my senior year at Dallas High School in Dallas, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
You can't get Portland radio.
Yeah.
And so you get like Podunkville. And so I spent my senior year listening to Dire Straits and Bruce Springsteen while I'm missing like Erasure and some of these tunes, this music that came out, just because they don't play it in these white, red, small towns. They play the white hits. They don't play any music that's different or...
And nothing with keyboards. Nothing with keyboards and nothing done by pasty, like, British guys.
Oh, no, exactly, because they might be questionable.
Yeah. I mean, my knowledge of British music pretty much ended at West End Girls by Pet Shop Boys. That was the sole song with any keyboards you would ever hear in my hometown. Everything else is like bad Anne Murray songs.
Well, it's like I heard Pump Up the Volume at a club a couple of months ago with my wife, and I thought it was a new song. And my wife's telling me, no, this thing's been out for 15 years. Come to find out, it's because I lived in Eugene, Oregon. Everything down there is tight, white, and white.
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with any kind of urban sound, music, and like that, forget about it. You ain't going to hear it.
That's what I'm saying. See, you feel my pain. It's the small town blues.
That's right, baby.
All right, there you go. That's James on the coup. Excellent. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Speaking of, I can't, for the life of me, I've lost the article. I don't have it in front of me. I'm giving myself paper cuts here. Looking through the big pile of crap on the fabled Rick Emerson pile to my right. I'm looking through all this stuff, trying to find this article I found. This magazine, it's called, I think it's Reflex Magazine. It's called which sounds like a British magazine. It's a magazine we'd never have in America. Reflex Magazine in Britain, they did this list. They had this whole article about the most overrated musical artists of all time. And that guy James, you just reminded me of this. But I just printed it out this morning. This entire article about the most overrated musical acts of all time. Number one. Well, I won't even. We'll talk about it here in a minute. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley.
Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It sounds like Justin Guarini could use a little bit of holiday cheer. Amid reports that the singer has been dropped by his record label, he was missing from last night's American Idol Christmas special on Fox. Nobody has any idea what happened to the curly-haired Moppet during the hour-long special.
Rod.
Could be. According to the latest Us Weekly, his Yuletide croon could be the final one for Warner Records. The magazine says the 25-year-old idol has been shown the door by the label. As of Tuesday, there's not any sign that he was ever signed to RCA. He's absent from the music giant's official roster. Let's see here.
So every so he's become, in the words of George Orwell, he's become an unperson. Every sign he ever existed has been taken off the company website.
When Guarini's self-titled solo album debut from RCA was released last June, it sold 54,000 copies. You'd think it was Rufus Wainwright or something.
Oh.
Well, that's true, though. Same sales figures. But he manages to keep a record contract.
I'm going to sit way over here.
Okay. I don't mean to start any trouble.
I'm just saying.
Telling the truth about good singers and bad singers. Let's talk about something else entirely.
Please, in the name of... Yeah.
Israeli customs agents have seized 450 singing and dancing Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein dolls, saying the insane material. Material what? The suspected owners had ordered the dolls that carried guns to sell to Arabs and Jews in Israel, haven't apparently told...
What kind of... Okay, first of all, you gotta wonder how bad... Is that like an accidental order or something? Because you talk about missing your target market.
Yeah.
I don't really know that, you know, there's gonna be a lot of Hanukkah, you know, gifts out there that include an Osama bin Laden doll. It seems like they've perhaps miscalculated their demographic.
Well, they were mixed up with 450 Teletubby dolls.
Okay.
A car theft suspect in Massachusetts, determined to avoid capture, is in critical condition, suffering from hypothermia. Police say 26-year-old Arthur Bumpus jumped from the New Bedford Fairhaven Bridge into the Ashuelot River this morning after police attempted to stop the van he was driving for several violations. The van crashed into the bridge's control gate, which was then lowered to block the roadway, and the drawbridge went up and down he went into the water. Well, they sent dive teams in to search for Bumpus. He was spotted 2 hours later between the pilings that surround the bridge, but Bumpus had to be forcibly removed from the structure because he became frozen to it. Happy Thanksgiving to him, too.
Skin grafts. That's what you're getting for Christmas.
Ouch. Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Let's see. Tim says, Rick, go easy on Jolie today. Usually her segment makes me clutch my head and wail in pain. Today she made me laugh. Pass her another beer, Tim and the Couve. P.S. F. Matt with a butternut squash.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
All right. Well done. Rick, you could hang your sack in front of my face anytime. I assure you it would do the trick. That's from Bob. Yeah, great. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that. That's kind of the good news. It's kind of the
You'd
good news,
love it.
Bad news. Well, I mean, look, I'll take a compliment wherever I can get it. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, just any port in a lame storm. Rick, so Jolie is trying to say that I should cook tacos to get in with my woman. Oh, come on. Why do you gotta say that? All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up this hour, by the way, we got today's top five songs with a hero in the title. I can't find this article. I'll read it in a second. I got the article was from, I think it's called Reflex Magazine, but it was this article, the most overrated music artist of all time. And I wish I had it in front of me so I could say it definitively. I mean, I remember what number one was. I'll tell you, on the list of most overrated musical acts of all time, which I could sort of freestyle on with greater efficacy and eloquence were it in front of me, I'm just completely blanking on it now. I just don't have it. It's nowhere to be found. It slipped completely off my brain. All I remember is that Van Halen was on the list. Van Halen was on the list, and, and Bob Dylan, too. Bob Dylan, Van Halen. On the list. Those are the two acts I can remember. Right there. I'm able to do nothing. I don't have it in front of me. That's how lame I am. I'll find it later. Alright, we got more email, more phone calls coming up. I do want to read this, by the way. This comes to us from CNN. This is a list of, the people find this interesting. This is a list of other things that CNN, because you know, like today we had Jim Roop on, who was at LAX, and like CNN sends us this list every day of stuff that they're covering, most of which we choose not to cover, most of which we choose sort of not to talk about. But this one, it should be noted that today the annual chitlin. I don't even know what a chitlin is. A chitlin is one of those things like a grit, and I think we found out at one point that grits are, it's like hominy, but maybe not. The grits and hominy, I think we found out that they're the same thing. They're sort of a corn-like substance. I really don't know what chitlins are. But in Sally, South Carolina, there's a chitlin festival called the Chitlin Strut that attracts inexplicably 50,000. You can't get 50,000 people to vote. You can't get 50,000 people to show up, you know, to like actually pick their elected leaders in most cities. But they're attracting 50,000 people to the Chitlin Festival, where over 8,500 pounds of chitlins are consumed. I mean, I don't even know how to feel about that, because I don't really know what...
What is a chitlin?
I don't know. Matt, chitlin? Yeah, no one knows.
I'm giving you my Homer blank.
Which is way too white here. We just got nothing. And in Samnown, Switzerland, there's a Santa Claus World Championship going on. What is that, like Santa Extreme Fighting or something? Events in this competition include a chimney climb and Santa ski races. I think there ought to be some sort of Santa chain match, where you put some sort of Santa extreme elimination cage match, where you put two Santas in there with clubs, and only one of them gets to bring toys to the good little boys and girls. The other one has his skull bashed in and is scraped out with a widget. That's just have a, the official Santa knife fight. Nepal is host today to the World Elephant Polo Championship. I'm not making any of these things up, by the way. This is all coming to us from CNN, the cable news net, the network par excellence. Anyway, World Elephant Polo Championship. That's being held by the World Elephant Polo Association, by the way. And then the International Federation of... Here's another one I'm not making up. This is coming up tomorrow. It's a Thanksgiving eating contest being put on by the International Federation of Competitive Eating. A competition in which contestants eat an enormous meal. That's like the true underpinning of genius right there, is simplicity. That right there is why they hate us. Hey, do we know what chitlins are? Does somebody figure that out for us? Let's get George in Portland. George, what's a chitlin?
Chitlin. You're going to love this, Rick. It's actually comes from the word chitterling, which is a fried hog intestine.
Why would you want to eat such a thing?
I don't know. You know, it's just like in certain societies, no meat will go unconsumed, I guess.
Yes.
And
well,
so people figured out how to make it elephant polo.
Yeah, I'm not making it up, man. It's right here. Chitlin cut. What the hell is that? All right, that's George in Portland.
Not like you just got run over by a train.
Seriously, it's George who's...
He's lying across the tracks or something.
Falling into a threshing machine while he's on the phone with us there. Okay, there you go. Yeah, Justin Guarini, by the way, it should be noted that the network claims Justin Guarini from American Idol, who did not show up for the American Idol Christmas, whatever, Christmas atrocity last night, the network claims not to know why he's not there. The label kicked him off they fired him, they completely sacked him. No one can find him. All references to his existence have been removed off the webpage, and no one has any idea where he is. So, he's, you know, probably hanging somewhere Brandis style. In Tiger, the first-time caller, Daryl, you're on Hot Talk, 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Rick, I thought you were down with the brothers.
Not so much. Not as much as you might think.
Chitlins are the intestines of a pig. It's a soul food thing.
Okay. I'm all for soul food and whatnot. Yes. I'm just saying, if it involves eating intestines, I'll stand having less soul than I might otherwise.
All right, then.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if somebody said, "What? This is soul food. What is it?" Well, it's barbecued dog feces. Like, you would skip it, right? You'd say, "Look, I got enough soul for now. I don't need any more." There's lots of soul food that's fine. I don't need to eat. Because you know what an intestine is? An intestine is sort of like the septic system of an animal. You know, it's like an underground subway, except it's a subway just filled with feces. And so that's something I don't need to have. And frying it doesn't make it something better. It's like if my mom wanted me to have cow brains and pig's knuckles. It's like, I don't care what kind of marinade my mom put pig's knuckles in. It's still pig's knuckles, and it's something I'm not going to eat.
It's a tradition, though.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I mean, you know, what are you ever going to do? I mean, I'm not going to bust on tradition. I'm just saying it's a thing I'm going to pass on. But I appreciate it. That's Daryl in Tiger. There you go. I know, I'm soulless. What can you do? I'm a man without soul. All right, we got more on the way. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We'll be back.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yeah, I'm shocked too. Because that's what the world needs is more. What the world needs now is Enrique Iglesias. I don't think so. All right, so I've screwed myself by losing this article. The whole thing, I was ramping up to bitch about it, man. I had my rant. You know what it is? It's like when you're on the roller coaster, and it's cranking you up the hill. You know. And you're going up the top, and you're getting towards the precipice, and then you start to plunge into the 1,000-yard canyon below. I was getting ready to rail about this most overrated musical, and now I'm just going to have to put it. See, and then I was going to do this. I had this whole elaborate thing planned out, where I was gonna reveal all but the most overrated act of all time according to the magazine, and then we'd sort of have people chime in with their speculations, their guesses, their postulations about who it might be. You know, and then at the end I would reveal it all and we would all have a good laugh and then we'd learn something and we'd all go home and hug. Now, not so much. Now I'm just here talking about chitlins. Yeah. All right. We're going to get John here in a moment. Oh, our friend the low here in a second as well. Portland's a full-time listener. Daryl, you're on Hot Talk tonight, KOTK. What's up?
Hey, I just got a chitlin story for you. I'm 43 now, but when I was 8, my dad was talking to my mom to cook some chitlins, and she says, "I'm not cooking them because you're not going to eat them." "Oh, yes, I am." "Oh, no, you're not." So she ends up cooking them. I went to take a shower to go to school. I stepped out of the shower, and the whole house was smelling and smelling bad. And when it was all said and done, mom brings them in to dad, and dad's like, "I'm not eating those." I mean, they did smell so bad. This is how bad they smelled. After they argued, my mom goes, "Okay, fine, I'll give them to the dog." My dad goes, "You're not giving those to the dog.
They're going to kill my dog." Well, there's all kinds of food that you only eat for two reasons. One is your tongue has just been cut out as a child and you have no sense of taste. Two, you're just dirt poor. And that's my mom eats so much weird stuff. I mean, my mom has two types of eating. My mom has white trash, relentlessly bland, and then my mom has, like, hick. And so my mom, on the one hand, will make endless varieties of macaroni and cheese and tuna casserole. And on the other hand, you go to my mom's house and there's like a big cow tongue on the stove, you know, or again, pig's knuckles, you know, and it's like, who eats pig knuckles? And the answer is people who grow up in a $44 home. That's who eats pig's knuckles. You know, it's people who grow up having to, you know, make one roll of toilet paper last for 3 months. Read my mom and her family. So, which I don't say to be mean, I'm just saying it's the same reason you get a lot of cultures where everything is covered with spice, and it's those tend to be cultures where there's not a lot of money, and so as a result, you got to eat every part of the animal. You don't throw anything out, and that's why there's people, don't forget to pass me some hoof, you know, or whatever, you know, the neck is the best part. You know, the neck's not the best part of anything. If you were like in the Andes with a soccer team, the neck's the last thing you're going to eat. Starts with the ass, then it goes to the thigh, and so forth. You eat the neck last. Even on a soccer player.
Well, is your family somewhere in the southern?
Well, my mom was kind of part of this weird nomadic family that moved all over, and so it's like this weird pastiche of eating styles, including a lot of southern food. So, yeah, it's a bad scene. That's Daryl. It's 1-800-727-5955. Let's get that John in the Couve. You're on Hot Talk to Nettie K. How did this become chitlin talk?
Hey,
oh, yeah,
thanks,
that's right.
Thanks for the segue into talking about hicks and poor people. This is John from Finley, who has previously called you about gizzards and head cheese.
Yeah, well, it's because you're in Finley. What else are you going to call about Stravinsky?
Not in Finley. I moved out of Finley.
It's not like you're going to call in and talk about, like the Louvre or something. I mean, let's just be honest. In Finley.
Pig's knuckles, yeah. And you hit the nail on the head. That's Finley Fair.
Yep.
At the Long Branch Tavern. All of those foods are served.
Well, and again, my dad, God, my poor dad, who married my mom you know, and when I say for reasons unknown, I'm not saying my mom isn't a bad person. I'm saying I don't know what the I don't know exactly how that relationship worked. I'm not sure whether he knew what kind of food she cooked when he married her. But I mean, there's certain days like that last guy said where it's like my dad comes home from work and the house is filled with the smell of just things that are not of this world, you know? And then he's asking my mom, what are you cooking? Well, I'm making, you know, goat horn soup or something. Just stuff that, like, you never would have thought would have actually existed.
And if your mom's like my mom, she has 40 to 50 recipes, including macaroni and cheese.
Seriously. It's like
macaroni with something.
And my mom never found something that she couldn't improve by, like, putting in, like, a ham hock. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what my mom could be making, like, wedding cake, you know, but she'd soak a ham hock in there for a while, and it'll bring it right up to snuff.
That's why we hated to have ham for holidays, because the next meal was always ham hock.
Because you're going
to
be eating it forever. That's the same thing. It's like, and we had this place down the street from us. We had a butcher shop down the street, and my mom, and again, I don't mean to insult my mom. My mom, as the song says, my mom spent my whole childhood trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know, a lot of kids, not much money. But you know, you don't know that when you're a kid. When you're a kid, you don't appreciate the fact. Like, when you're a kid, you don't really realize that you're poor until you get to a certain age and kids at high school are nice enough to start pointing that out to you. But until that time, you just think that that's how everybody lives. So my mom, God bless her, would go down to the butcher, and it's like, just buy like a big bag of weird, you know, just a bag of others, you know, just a bag of odds and ends. Watch this. Well, some odds and ends that we cut off an animal out back. It's like stuff that no one else would buy. My mom, take it home, cook it into a casserole. You know, God love her. So.
Well, if you want to realize how poor you are, grow up in Findlay and then go from Findlay to the University of Washington.
Oh,
and have people look at your clothes. You realize how poor you are.
Yeah. There you go. That's John and the Coof. Didn't you wear those same clothes yesterday and the day before and all last week? You know, and until that point, you just thought it was like your own style. I guess it becomes your style. We're going to roll the top five here in just a few. Let's get our good friend, the Low in Portland. What's up, man?
What's the deal, Dunn?
What do you got?
Oh, man, just licking my wounds from my latest defeat.
You were in an MC battle, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't know whether we were supposed to lend you a hand this time because we so badly tainted the pool.
You know, I would have appreciated it, and not from the sense that I don't think I can win without it, but from the caliber of talent that I lost to, because he did what I did the last time. He got a bunch of people to go in and, like, pad his stats, and, I mean, it was just...
Was he lame? Was he terrible?
Was he terrible? Terrible is an understatement.
All right. Well, you let us... Okay, next time, now that I know that it's okay that we go in and stuff the ballot box, you let us know. Next time, we'll put you over there. We'll get 1,000 votes for
you. Hey, it'll even be a straight vote, man. Just in straight votes, I'd win, but that was just... That guy was terrible.
All right. Well, you let us know next time.
But the Chitlin thing, because, you know, I have to get in on it. Actually, the guy that called earlier, they're not fried. They're actually boiled. And two, at least for... most of the blacks that I knew, and my parents grew up in the South, well, at least my father grew up in Texas, a lot of that just stems from back when slaves were left with what was left.
And so they had the leftovers.
And so they had to figure out a way to eat something. And so, you know, after a while, it just became commonplace because that's what they ate. And so now when they don't have to eat that way, they just do because it's just been, you know, my dad ate it, his dad ate it, his dad's dad ate it.
I think the poor white version of that is Kraft macaroni, which I eat to this day even now, even though I don't have that. And, like, you'll never go to my house and not see Top Ramen and Kraft in the cupboard. It's always there because I just ate it for... It's like, I remember being, not to sing the sad song of me, but I remember when I was first living on my own, I was just dirt poor, trying to get by on, like, $400 a month. And I would, you know, like, what's, you know, oatmeal sandwich, just things that don't even go together.
Well, that's what I had to do my first year of college, and now I can't look at a bag of a Top Ramen.
It's like liver, man. My parents went through this stage where they were both either out of work or with real, kind of real low-paying jobs, and so it was just like endless liver because you could buy it by the ton.
Oh, good God.
You know, and it's like to this day, man, I can't look liver and onions in the face without bringing up last night's dinner. There you go. It's the Low in Portland. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to come back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Just around the corner, we got today's top five songs with the word hero in the title. That's coming your way. Plus, you know, probably more Chitlin talk. You know, I mean, who's to say? This is all because I lost the goddamn article about the most... See, that's why we've been subjected to Chitlin and head cheese discussion or whatever. Ugh. All right. We'll be back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Don't forget, we'll be live tomorrow for our annual Thanksgiving show. See, that's another thing. You know, we're not being forced to eat bad tomorrow, and yet, behold, tofurkey. You know? Just can't take the trash out of the guy, I guess.
Now, we'll have a real turkey here tomorrow, though.
We'll be back, Stan.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
See, it was sort of a, you know what it was? It was a thing. Budge completely blew that one. I was going to say it was like making a lemonade out of it or something or other, but it was a, Nah, I got nothing. Anyway, I was going to say that on the one hand, I lost this article about the... I'll find it again, but the top five... Well, it wasn't top five, but it was like overrated musical. But then we got this whole Chitlin' talk, so you know that's good. Casey, you're on a cell phone. What's up?
Hey, Rick. F. Matt with a bag of miscellaneous meat parts from the butcher.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Well done.
All right. Talking about the weird food parents growing up sort of thing, I had the... I guess it wasn't really that big a deal because I grew up on a farm, so we raised beef.
Yeah.
But smoked cow tongue is awesome, dude. You got to try it.
Well, here's the thing about the cow tongue is that if you didn't know what it was, you'd think it was great.
Exactly.
You know, in other words, if I could just serve it to somebody and just say, hey, here's a beef sandwich, like you'd have no problem with it. It's only when you see it cooking and know what it is that it becomes disgusting.
Yeah, or if you've had it before and know what it is after the fact, then maybe not be so bad.
But. Yeah, I mean, it's like that was my problem. Is that my mom had served it to me, and then I thought it was great, and then I came in another day while she was cooking it, lift up the pan or the lid off the pan, it's like not even watch this. It's that's a big tongue. I mean, there's no mistaking that for anything else. So yeah.
Well, the other thing too is my dad constantly, even to this day, I'd say every, 3 months, we have this conversation. My dad's like, well, I remember the day when we had to eat lard sandwiches. Save me. I don't need to be reminded of that. Thank you.
Never discuss it again. That's Casey on his cell phone. Here's your top five. For Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving.
2, 1, fire.
Is wonderful. Counting is marvelous.
Counting's the best thing to do.
Counting is happiness.
Counting is ecstasy. I love the count.
Let me also just say this. Meat should never be boiled. All right? There's no kind of meat that should ever be boiled. Unless you're boiling it in, like, oil.
Incorrect. You should always boil ribs, and you boil them down to the point where they're almost falling off the bone.
You wouldn't boil bacon.
Then marinate them in whatever sauce you're going to cook them in for like 24 hours, then cook them. They'll be better than you've ever had them.
If I said that you come have this bacon, I've been boiling it all morning. That's a thing you'd avoid.
You're probably right.
I've been boiling these pork chops all day.
But I would boil down ribs.
Ugh. All right, it's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
No, it's been a bad month for heroes, has it? From Rush Limbaugh to Rub Rubba, we've seen celebs of every shape fall victim to their own sordid indulgences. So join us now as we tally up the top five songs with the word hero in the title.
You'll have to forgive me. There was supposed to be an honorable mention here, and then it's yet another colossal mistake today. You should just mentally at this point insert Heroes Go Down by Suzanne Vega and pretend that we played it, and then we move on to number five.
Number five. Twisted Sister, heroes are hard to find.
Somebody who needs some of what you got.
From the soundtrack to Strangeland. Great song.
Well, God knows you can hear me.
Twisted Sister are doing a reunion tour, of course.
You're going to be with Motley Crue.
Dude, I'll pay any price. It doesn't matter. See, they didn't try to change up, aren't coming back to some rap metal album, aren't trying to be grungy. Just doing what they do. This is from D. Snyder's Strangeland, which is the sort of mediocre horror film that Dee Snider wrote. I don't know, came out a few years ago. Not very good. Best thing about it, the soundtrack.
At number four, Kiss, A World Without Heroes.
This is the strangest Kiss song you're probably ever going to hear. From their ill-advised concept album called Kiss Presents Music from the Elder. This was this bizarre concept progressive rock album that Kiss put out.
A world without heroes is like a world without sun. You can't look up to anyone.
Now, this song partially inspired by Lou Reed, I think.
A world without heroes.
Kiss had this great idea in like 1980 that they were tired of putting out songs that people liked. They had this whole thought process of let's not make any albums that people, you know, we're tired of making records people buy and enjoy. Let's make a really bad Yes album. Let's put out a really terrible Genesis record.
How did this make the top five?
Well, it's a great song. The thing is, this is a great song. It's just not a great Kiss song. I mean, you would never, ever think this was Kiss if I hadn't told you it was Kiss. It's a great song. It really is. It's a terrible Kiss record. It's a brilliant song, though, especially if you know Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons is so into Joseph Campbell and the hero's journey and American and world myth, larger-than-life figures, comic books, superheroes, that sort of a thing. I mean, it's a great song. Terrible Kiss record.
Number three, the Foo Fighters. There Goes My Hero.
Dave Grohl, you want to talk about a guy that has more alternative street cred than anybody who's ever lived? Drums for Nirvana, creates the Foo Fighters, and then discovers, produces, and drums for the Queens of the Stone Age. I mean, doesn't matter. I mean, there's no one in the history of alternative music more beloved than that guy. I mean, he's 3 for 3. Nobody even remembers who Chris Novoselic is. Dave Grohl just continues to be this larger-than-life towering figure in the rock sequence, rock genre. But I gotta tell you, in the sequence of events following the breakup of Nirvana. Nirvana, you know, of course, split up after Cobain offed himself. They all kind of went their separate ways. And then he formed the Foo Fighters, and he put out that song Monkey Wrench, which is one of the best flat-out punk songs of, like, the last, Jesus, what, 15 years? Full-on a brilliant song. The hell was this song called? Is this just
There Goes My Hero?
Is it actually called that?
There Goes My Hero.
Yeah. Anyway.
Number two, Metallica, Disposable Heroes.
Back in the front, you will do what I say. When I say back in the front, you will die. When I say you must die back in the front.
It's a jolly little free Thanksgiving tune.
You serve it, you blind man.
Off the definitive Metallica album, probably the definitive metal album of all time, Master of Puppets. For you kids out there, this is from pre-suck Metallica. This is from the pre-terrible era.
And at number one, David Bowie with Heroes.
You can beat them forever.
I'm not even the world's biggest David Bowie fan, but this is great. Try to forget the unfortunate remake by Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers. Let's all try to blot that out of our collective memory. If you really insist on hearing a cover of the song, Oasis did a pretty good one, but let's all try to forget that Jacob Dylan exists at all.
Amen to that. Too bad he's so good-looking.
Yeah. Is Bob Dylan good-looking?
He was.
I mean, just not because he's Bob Dylan, just in general.
Yeah, now he has some weird, like, straightened hair thing going on. It looks all hipster. Like, it's Bob Dylan. Stop getting your hair done.
You know the sad thing is that I think the Wallflowers debut record sold more than any Bob Dylan album like has ever sold. It sold like 3 times whatever his biggest selling record was. That's depressing.
I can't even remember a song from that record, though.
No. Maybe it was all a bad dream. All right, we'll be back. We got more on the way. Stay there for the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
This.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
You know, people always ask about this, too. You know what we ought to do? Here's another thing we ought to do. Add it to the list of things we ought to do someday. In addition to just taking an hour and playing the... And just doing actually... Just a whole hour of actual music. Playing music the way it ought to be played. People always ask about like this or the opening theme, because this is Guns N' Roses, and the opening theme is a Dream Theater. Something I did once a long time, I used to do it once a year, and then I kind of got out of the habit. When I was doing the syndicated show, I kind of, in keeping with the general theme of the general shoddy and sucking theme of the syndicated show, as part of our continuing effort to strip out everything that was good and entertaining from the show and leave just the bad. It was, you know what my syndicated show was? It was sort of the Chitlins of the Rick Emerson Show. It was just a bag of odds and ends with all the good stuff sort of picked over and removed. Well, we got your hooves and your spleen here. And excess windpipe. Anyway. But one of the things I used to do every year is I would play the full versions of the opening theme, and then I would play the full, like that Guns N' Roses, I would play the full song, just because people know. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll play the full version of our intro theme, and I'll play the full version of the closing theme of the Guns N' Roses. Don't forget, we're here live tomorrow. We apologize to those who didn't get on. No time to be fair to another caller here, but we will be here tomorrow, Thanksgiving, doing our Thanksgiving show that we do every year. Tofurkey, corn, deep-fried turkey in the house. Rob from the House of Rick gonna be here. Richard Nunn, I believe, from Fox 12 gonna be here. Hey, by the way, we wanna thank, what is the name of this? Is it Cookie Fix or is it D-Lights? What's the name of the, Sarah? What is the name of this? Is it D-Lights or is it Cookie Fix?
I'm not sure. I think it's the big card.
Well, there's two. I can't figure out.
I think it's Cookie Fix.
Cookie Fix or D-Lights. And, the hell is that? anyway, I'll give you know what, we'll talk more about it later this week, but some people, this guy Colin, dropped off this huge tray of cookies that look really bad for you.
I cannot even tell you how good they are.
I haven't seen them yet. We'll talk more about it later this week. We'll give him a plug, so thank you to that. Thank you to Colin. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondent Jim Roop, Lauren Graham, Jessica Alba, Kelly Preston, Tom Sneddon, Britney Spears, David Bowie, the Foo Fighters, et cetera, so on and so forth. Don't forget, we will be here live tomorrow on Thanksgiving and Friday because Rick Emerson cares. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK in the newsroom. Tim Riley, executive producers, 1F Matt Peterson. As always, we will see you in 21 hours. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Like us next, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thanks for listening. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
This is your old hillbilly from Hill County, Willie Nelson.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.